For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good afternoon, New Orleans. Good afternoon to Southeast Louisiana and everyone listening to the sound of my voice today. How are you doing? Midweek, almost to the end of the month of February. Here we go again. The year begins to speed up, doesn't it? I hope you're tracking your progress. I hope you're keeping your vision and your goals in front of you. You're praying over them. You've got scriptural promises over them. Hope you're sowing into those visions and dreams. Very important. What you do now will determine what's going to happen at Christmas time, won't it? What you do now, what seeds you plant now, whether it's financial or quoting the word or being a blessing to someone, serving someone, will determine what kind of a harvest you're going to have at the end of the year. Boy, I believe in this stuff. And it's important that you get in that program, that Kingdom of God program of sowing and reaping, no matter what you're sowing. You know, God's not mocked. What you sow, you'll reap. So that at the end of a year, you can look back and you'll know, man, I gave to that. I sowed into that. And you'll see a harvest come your way. Well, what goes into the process of all that is this topic all week called waiting. And I think of the farmer, I do. You know, we're originally from the Midwest. We grew up watching farmers and farms around our area. And then I remember seeing silos all on the back country roads. Well, farmers work and put their grain in those silos. They take that seed and they put that seed in the ground. And instead of just waiting with some kind of a weird resignation of, yeah, well, you know, put my seed in the ground. No. They put seed in the ground because they're excited because they know as they wait, come on, as they wait on what that seed's going to do, they're going to get a harvest. Same thing with us as we wait on the Lord. He's watching that. He's doing something behind the scenes the whole time as he's watching us wait patiently for him to do his job, whether that's in your own personal life, your business, your world, your character, your finances, it doesn't matter. Waiting is going to produce results for you. Waiting on God will require that you trust God. It means that you're saying to God, God, you know what? I may not see this yet, but you are God and I am not. And I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. You know what you're doing because he does. Also, as we wait, it's God's way of seeing if we're going to trust him before we rise up and move in our own strength again. This is crucial. This is rough because there are times where you think, I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to do, this isn't working. I'm just going to do. You know, as I preached last night, my GPS message, David asked this question in 2 Samuel, shall we go up, God? He was waiting on God's directive. And God responded each time, yes, and this is the way you're going to do it. And David got the victory.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.